You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Okay, so 2018 was the first full year of the Compensation for Live Organ Donors Act being law. I talked to MP for Hutt South, Chris Bishop, about how the first year of the Act has gone and the motivations behind the Act. So I started by asking how being a live organ donor affects someone's life.
Oh, look, organ donors are national heroes. It's a huge sacrifice, obviously, to literally give up a part of your body to try and help somebody else. Most people will have heard of kidney donors, where people donate a kidney. The operation is quite invasive, obviously, but the recovery time, anywhere between about 6 and up to 12 weeks, and you can't work, and, you know, you're lethargic, you're affected quite a lot by it. So it's a big operation, and I think, you know, we need more kidney donors, we need more organ donors in New Zealand. We've got a big waiting list, and, you know, what my bill, which is now the law, was trying to do is increase the number of donors, but also make sure that those who are donors fairly compensated for the sacrifice they've made.
Okay, so since we've had a consistent lack of organ donors, the scheme is being used to incentivize people to become organ donors. Do you see any way that that could be a problem potentially?
It's not. We're not trying to incentivize so much as remove one of the barriers, and that's a really important way of thinking about it. So when people consider whether or not they become an organ donor at the moment, what they used to think about, is, you know, people have to consider the financial sacrifice. So take 10 weeks off work, for example. Under the old system, you used to get the equivalent of the sickness benefit, and, you know, for most people who went on a benefit, that's an enormous financial sacrifice. So what we've got now under the new system is we've removed any worry about financial concerns. So when people consider whether or not they'll be a donor or not, they know that they won't be any better off, but they also won't be any worse off as well as a result of the decision to donate. And so it's just making sure that decision, when it comes to cost, is a neutral one, and it's removing one of those barriers. The evidence is that cost is a big barrier for people when they consider whether or not to donate.
Okay, so since this Act means that organ donors are now going to be fully compensated for absence from work, while other individuals unable to work for health reasons are only entitled to the sickness benefit, do you think this shows sort of an imbalance in the way we treat those who are involuntarily unable to work compared to organ donors who would be voluntarily making that choice?
No, to be honest, I just think it reflects the fact that if you're in the paid workforce and, you know, you're working full time and you're on, you know, say $70,000-$80,000 a year, the decision to donate is a mass financial sacrifice for you. And the evidence was that it was prohibiting people from donating. So the law just says that you are neither any better off or worse off. If you're on a benefit of whatever type and you decide to donate as well, then your income remains the same as well. So law treats everyone consistently, but, you know, there are some people who earn more money than others in society. It's just reality.
But do you think this shows that maybe the sickness benefit is not doing enough to compensate those who are unable to work without making that choice?
Well, I mean, I think it's important to keep the sort of the questions about benefit levels and organ donation separate. You know, there's a wider debate to be had around appropriateness of various different rates of benefits, and the complex debate to be had around the, you know, marginal taxation rates and what level they should be set at to incentivise people to work and not be on benefits and things like that. So, you know, I'd be happy to have that debate. But what we're trying to do with the Organ Bill is, or Organ Act now, I should say, is just make sure that people who decide to donate organs, you know, to help somebody else, don't face a financial sacrifice from doing so.
Do you think that there's a danger that donating organs becomes seen as a legitimate way to earn income?
So we had that debate at Select Committee with a variety of different people, and we talked to the officials about that quite a lot. And I think there are, you know, legitimate ethical concerns if that happens. But the way which we've calibrated the law, I think, is a good way. It's a good one. So there's no financial incentives. Like, you know, it's not like people are going to say, rightio, I'm on $70,000 a year, I'm going to make money from donating an organ. When you don't ever get anything extra to what you would otherwise have got. You're not worse off, but you're also not better off as well. And that principle's enshrined in the new legislation, and I think that's a really important principle. And so it's just not possible for people to make money out of being an organ donor. So I don't think that's going to arise.
So do you think that compensating people for loss of income while donating organs could be seen as a way of paying people under the tables for live organ donation?
Well, it's not under the table. It all happens through the District Health Board. And so, you know, it's still pretty upfront and transparent, and at some point the various numbers will be revealed about how much people are getting on average and things like that. So no, I'm not really too concerned about that. People just basically show evidence of their income to to the Ministry of Health, and then the Ministry of Health, you know, satisfies themselves that they are earning what they say they're earning, and then they compensate for the time that people are off work.
Do you think there are any problems with the fact that people would be earning different amounts while they're on this leave?
So as far as possible, people will earn what they were earning before. So if you're on a salary, obviously your salary just rolls over. It gets complicated if you do more contract work and things like that, and, you know, if you're a freelancer, for example, but there are formulas and ways of working that out so that, you know, they sort of average, I think that what they do is they average your income for the last few months and work that out as well. So there are complications on the margins, but there are ways through that as well.
So what has the feedback been from this year of having this act?
Oh, look, just fantastic. You know, I think in 2013, 12 people got compensation for being a live organ donor. In 2018, which was the first full year of the act, 92 people did. So you've seen like a 500% increase, which is just wonderful. It's yet to be seen whether or not the new act has actually had the effect of boosting donation. That'll take time to roll out over, you know, 3-4 years as more people become aware of the fact that the new law exists. I'm very hopeful that over time it will actually boost the number of people who choose to donate as well, not just the people who are getting compensation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.